Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code WONDERY for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome, it is a delightful Hostful Nerves podcast, episode number 341. It's done. I'm on the road. Can you tell I've already got kind of a road voice? I don't know, I kind of lost my voice this week a little bit. But that's okay, I'll get it back in time in less than 24 hours to do all these shows at Caroline's. It's April 5th, 6th, and 7th. So come out if you're in New York. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows at Caroline's. Also, go over to the Nerdist YouTube channel, click subscribe, watch the Nerdist television show Saturday nights on BBC America as part of Supernatural Saturday. Boy, that is some pretty heavy rasp. I can't tell if my voice sounds disgusting or maybe a little sexy. Let me help you out of those clothes. No, that sounds disgusting. We'd like to thank for sponsoring this episode of the Nerdist Podcast, Shutterstock. Shutterstock will give you the perfect video for your next creative project. Website, advertisement, multimedia presentation, any type of film project. You can choose from over 700,000 high-quality stock video clips, 2D animations, 3D motion graphics. They have a variety of formats. Most of them come in HD. And you're not going to get just like crappy submissions at Shutterstock. These are professional filmmakers, so everything looks fantastic. They totally suit your needs. They add like 10,000 video clips each week. So whatever project you're working on, they can absolutely help you. It's a complete offering, and they have amazing customer service, 24-hour support throughout the week, and then flexible pricing. You can choose between individual clips or clip video packs or download clips in HD or save them in standard def and web formats. They also have a ton of photos in their image library, vectors, icons, infographic templates. So go to Shutterstock.com. There's no credit card needed. You start your account and begin using Shutterstock to help create your next project. Imagine what it could be like. Save your video selections. You're going to find them in your clip box. Once you decide to purchase, use the offer code NERDIST4 and new accounts will receive 30% off any package. That's Shutterstock.com. 30% off new accounts using the offer code NERDIST4, which is different than the other offer codes. So take note. This is a fun, Hostful podcast. You know, it's been so hard to pin that Jonah Ray down lately. He's getting married, and he's working on other stuff, and he's been traveling, and he got sick because he was working on other stuff and traveling. So we actually did get to sit down. Now that I'm going to be on the road for a while, I banked some Hostfuls. So we're going to get some Hostfuls coming down the pipeline. So not to worry. And if you weren't worried, good for you. Here you go, Nerdist Podcast, episode number 341, Hostful Goodness, with my raspy voice. It's got Betty Davis eyes.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
That go.
Better. Yay!
All right.
Hey.
What's the magical button you hit?
Well, now that I plugged the Zoom into this antiquated compact disc recorder,
I just had to select the correct external mic inputs as opposed to the internal mic inputs. It's a little behind the scenes there as we begin.
Showing the wires, huh?
This nervous.
How do you start a podcast? That's my quemen.
Well, you
figure it out
first.
What's the best microphone? I don't first, know. I'm you gotta, not Jesse Thorne.
You got to talk.
Boy, what? America's Sweetheart?
America's Sweetheart.
Yep.
America's Radio.
America's Radio Sweetheart. Mr. Jesse Thorne. Delightful.
It just coats you like a wonderful butter.
I saw a wonderful thing that coated my soul like butter driving over here. I was sitting in a light. Yeah. There was a guy. I like to bring it all back. There was a guy in a car next to me, sort of like. So it was basically one of those power cars, really loud, blasting the radio, just total like gangster looking dude, not giving, you know, just like. Really, just ready to, like, he's just basically dropping his car's dick on the world.
Yeah.
Really loud, obnoxious. It's
really John Hamming it up over there?
He was just, no, Ham wouldn't have to do that. He would, Ham would just absorb everyone's attention just by
with
being
dick,
near
right?
them. Yeah, just by
just because he knows.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't need to peacock that way.
Exactly.
This guy's obviously compensating for something.
Because this guy is weacocking.
He is. He's weacocking.
Yeah.
So... everyone's sitting there being horribly annoyed by this guy's really loud engine and his fucking music. And this mom and her two little kids, who probably were in the range of 5 to 7 or 8, were crossing. And the fucking, like, 8-year-old kid, this was such a pure emotional reaction, just looks at the car and just makes this really unhappy, sour face and slowly puts his fingers in his ears and just doesn't break eye contact with the guy as he crosses the street. And the fucking music turns down.
Aww.
Like, and it, you almost kind of got the sense that the guy didn't know how to turn his engine down either. But just, like, no one else would have gotten, like, anyone else would be like, hey, fucking turn that down. And be like, fuck you, you
piece
of shit.
Turn it up.
Just one fucking little kid shaming. And it totally...
It's the equivalent of when Spock does the Vulcan neck pinch on the guy playing the punk music on the bus in Star Trek 4, right, guys?
Yeah, when they're either he's a hippie and they're in San Francisco looking for whales. Yeah.
And a child shall lead them. And that's the child.
He did. That was the kid.
That was a kid.
Thank you for this is sort of a last minute Nerdist hostful podcast that you guys came together
for. It was a magical thing that beeped at me. And I was like, what?
Oh. What's happening?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to drive across town, 4:30.
It's a great time.
It's a good time. It's getting here, not so bad.
Going back. Gonna be horrible.
Yeah.
Because we're recording our stand-up cluster special tonight. Yeah. So I've taken over for you and Kamel tonight.
We won't be there.
You guys will not have to be there.
They have to. I mean, we just weren't asked. I mean, whatever. It's cool.
I kind of got excited.
You have an automatic ask to everything.
I kind of got excited.
See you at your house later.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I take it back. What did you get excited about?
I don't even remember.
Was it about the stand-up?
It was about having a Wednesday off.
Yeah.
And then realizing I could go. There was a show that I really wanted to go to. This bands were playing. And I couldn't go because it was on a Wednesday. And then I was like, oh, the Wednesday's off. I could go to that show. Sold out.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you tweet at them?
You get a ticket?
I asked one of the bands, and they didn't work.
What's the band?
It was two bands, actually. I really want to see Waves and Fiddler.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're playing at the Echoplex.
Maybe now they'll get you a ticket.
Just not this
time.
That's
how podcasts work, right?
Yes, that's how it works. They'll go back in time.
Yes.
To wish for it.
If you're the 10th caller, you're going to get tickets to Fiddler, and then you start trying to call in.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though it's not a call-in show.
Fiddler
and we have
roof.
No tickets.
Yeah.
Fiddler on the roof. You have to pronounce everything wrong.
They're playing the whole album.
Fiddler on the roof. Fiddler!
That was that was one of the comments for the first time we played Fiddler. And I was like, I was really expecting Fiddler on the roof.
Listen, that was me. I commented that.
Yeah. Just now?
On the internet.
What is this internet you guys keep talking about?
It's a wonderful way to insult strangers.
Oh, it's a hate engine.
Guys, stop it. Let's stop talking about that aspect of the internet.
Okay,
I agree.
Talk about the good aspect.
Can I tell you something?
No, let's just not talk about the internet. Let's talk about our lives.
I agree.
Our lives are the internet, Jonah.
No, it's not.
I don't live off the internet. No, yeah, I really feel good. Like, I kind of stopped giving a shit.
Don't talk about even not giving a shit.
I am Yancey.
It's not even a thing.
I went into the real world day and had food at a restaurant
which
that was
world?
Not the internet.
What?
But it was an internet cafe.
And the Yelp reviews that I left.
Those went away, huh?
Mm. There's a thing called Nextdoor.
Amateurs?
Nextdoor Village or some of that.
Oh, and, there's that, yes, of course.
And it's like a social networking site for your neighborhood. So you put in your address and it sections off the neighborhood.
I lost the name of it because I was doing a bit. Next Door what?
No, it's okay.
No, no, tell me now.
Next Door, I think it's Next Door Village, or it might just be nextdoor.com.
Okay.
But it's like it's a social networking site for your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And it's just people can post about stuff that's going on. But what it does become is a bunch of Rosie the Nosy Neighbors and Nervous Nellies,
mm-hmm.
Of people just saying, there's been a suspicious car parked on Valley Brink for quite a while.
There's a lot of Nervous Nellie. I'm Nervous Nellie 842. There's Nervous Nellie 948.
Yeah, there's just a ton. That's all. And then the thing is, it fucking scares you because you're like, hey, it turns out in Laclede, people have been stealing dogs from backyards and then waiting for like a.
Well, that sounds like a positive thing, though.
I'm sorry?
It sounds like a positive thing to
steal Scott.
Not stealing your dog, to be aware, to have like a basically
a
social network neighborhood watch.
But it's also just paranoia city.
Paranoia city. What a lot of it is, though, is like, it's like, there's graffiti on Glendale. Like, yeah, it's a turning neighborhood. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. There's a lot of kids that need to prove something to their gang members that they're tough. And it's like a lot of like, you know, like, it's just a lot of stuff you don't need to know.
So yeah. It's basically like you can Yelp douchebags in your neighborhood, though, and go, yeah, the guy who's in 347 is a cock.
He is.
And he should really clean off his lawn.
There's the subreddit for Los Angeles is I go on it quite a bit, but there's always people that are just like, hey, I was on Vine in La Brea at 2:30 in the morning, and there was a guy that was really weird. Anyone know what was up with him?
Wow, very specific.
And then that guy answers, I was on my way to the Starbucks at the Gower Gulch.
Sorry, I had hiccups and a limp. I don't know what's going on with me these days.
I was going to a chess match at 3:00 in the morning in front of Starbucks at the Gower Gulch.
Sure, yeah. Oh, the Gower Gulch chess match. That's a...
Well, they removed all the tables from outside at that Starbucks because...
Yeah, they're really trying hard.
Well, that's what
I was there once when the alarm got accidentally tripped. The silent alarm. Starbucks apparently has one. I'm sure every store has one.
Does it sound like this?
Exactly like that. So I'm just sitting outside with my buddy Mike. We're drinking coffee, and then I see two cop cars pull up, and then I'm like, that's normal. The cops get out, but then they grab the shotguns.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, that's not normal. And then they head into the Starbucks.
Did they take you in because you got a sassy mouth and butt fuck you with a nightstick?
No, not this time.
Okay.
Did you guys see End of Watch?
No, not yet.
It's an intense movie.
I heard it was good.
Yeah, I liked it. I watched it on a plane. I cried.
Again.
This one, though, I think was warranted.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I cried during the campaign, too.
The air pressure must do something to Jonah's tear ducts.
It does happen to me, too. There's a thing on it. I think... You know, someone gave us a link to either a Wikipedia page or an episode of This American Life or something that's enriching in some way. And there was a phenomenon around that.
Oh, okay.
Wow. You should tackle that on your science show. Just put air pressure and then watch a sad movie in it.
Oh, yeah. Watch sad movies at high and low altitude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
at really, really low altitude, the opposite happens and you get boners and you have to jerk off to sad movies. At high altitudes, you get sad and empathetic.
Chris Hardwick, did you say jerk off with boners?
I actually use other boners to jerk off. I basically have a sandwich of boners.
Oh, the old Barrowman, huh?
Yeah.
I've made like a little pot of boners.
Fair comment. Barrowman would have made that joke about himself.
No, but
I have a hand of boners.
You never cry on a plane and you never go to the bathroom on a plane. On the flights to London.
Didn't get up once.
Are you serious? And that's not healthy. It's not healthy to just sit in a small seat for 10 and a half hours.
It wasn't a small seat. There was no one next to me.
It's not healthy to sit down for that long of a time.
So you won't even pee on the plane.
No, I'm not going in the airport. At this point in my life, nearly 30 years of this earth, I have not used an airport or airplane bathroom. I don't know what they look like, and I'm not going to find out.
You know what they look like. You've seen them in multiple movies. Vegas Vacation and Tommy Boy, to name two.
Speaking of Tommy Boy, I desperately want to fucking pull the tabs on a life vest.
Also, flight plan and passenger 57.
Mm.
Always bet on black.
You want to pull the life?
I really do.
And executive decision. I'm sure there's some there.
I just want to do
and
that.
And snakes on a plane. Seems like you've seen many, many.
Snakes!
Yeah, that was the best part.
We couldn't stop laughing at that.
Yeah, well, we saw snakes on a plane in New York, and we went and watched it, and it was everything we had hoped it would be.
Yeah, it was a blast.
But the best part of the movie is that they just... I guess they had to fill out a scene somehow, and they wanted to make it seem like there was rampant snake activity on the plane. So just off in the distance, off in the side.
Yeah, just this one speaker.
Snakes! We fucking died.
How could you not?
That was so funny.
You really missed out if you did not see that in the theater.
Well, yeah, we were get the 7-channel mix on DVD.
We were so excited. And it was that kind of thing, too, where it'd be so like ironic. Like, it's like, oh, let's go see this.
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah, that was a blast.
It really was.
I really want to see Olympus Has Fallen. I'm looking forward to
Olympus Has Fallen.
I repeat, Olympus Has Fallen. I saw a movie title. I think it was on one of the planes, but it's called A Talking Cat.
What?
Well, how do we not watch that right now?
I don't know.
Stop this there.
How do we not? Simple. We just continue on with our lives. That's how we don't watch that right now.
You need to see it, Jonah.
I really like that, though. I really like this. Was like, I would love it if we watched the movie and at no point any character says, a talking cat?
Not at all.
No one says that.
Or that cats like don't actually talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's probably like a Criterion movie. There's like a title that's not ever makes any sense whatsoever.
I don't, this is a movie that's out now or it's coming out?
Oh, no, it's out now. It's available on planes.
And trains?
It's available on Delta.
But not United. Automobiles.
Not automobiles. I gotta find this now.
A talking cat?
A talking cat. First of all, way bad SEO on that one. You're gonna get so buried under YouTube.
But a talking cat, !!
It's like the band. Terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a real, they did not expect
the internet to happen.
Yeah.
Talking. Oh, I put talking and Talking Dead comes up. Okay, no, talking cat.
What was that? I don't even know that that qualifies as a humble brag.
I put a Chris Hardwick and huge dick comes up.
I don't know. Wait, Hazza! Come on!
Clearly they mean Hazza.
I think that's
nope,
what...
Nope, they don't.
Nope, it's a...
Wow. Rabbit hole.
Shut your rabbit hole.
Shut your rabbit hole, bastard.
All right, if I can get the network working in this fucking building, then I'll pull up a Talking Cat.
Networking?
Yep, pull up the Talking Cat trailer. Timmy was a cat who couldn't talk.
I bet network's hard to search for, too.
Okay, but you know, already the...
Oh, is that the trailer?
Yeah.
Oh,
all
well,
right,
we have
let's
to
just
listen
see.
To this.
Let's just see if this works. It's a lot of shots of nature. Car driving through a mountainside. Two chosen families, and it says.
Is that a cat?
Four paws, kind of furry. Yep, I think so.
Yeah. Did we get a cat?
No. Wait.
Oh, that's some good audio. What? Did we find a bird?
Oh, I did see a cat. That one.
One magical cat. Oh, but then the trailer stopped.
This sounds like it's supposed to
either
be.
Either the network slowed down or the network refused to show
it
any more
of this. It seems fake because that like audio of that kid.
Yeah, it like, seems like
that's
a
like
bad...
an on-camera mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's exactly...
Oh, okay, wait, there's more.
What does it say? Duffy. Yeah?
That's talking, right?
But there's no address.
Oh,
wait. The cat's turning into light.
What should I do?
So far, no talking cat yet.
You have a really nice house.
I like cats.
This also sounds like the beginning
yeah,
of a horror
cool,
movie.
I guess. Me and my dad were actually thinking about getting a cat.
An experience that changed their lives forever. That changes their lives forever.
New day to start over. Bill, 2 points.
Up. Once again, buffering the network.
Until the son made a deal with the devil.
I
that
will
he would
give you the hugest
forever.
Cock in the world and a talking cat.
Wait, what's the second part?
Your cock will be a talking cat.
Wait, sorry. I just wanted the huge cock.
I'm the devil. What are you thinking?
No,
you're
the devil.
Like
what
Barack
are you
Obama.
Thinking? I just want the one thing. Why do you have to add the other thing?
No one's ever turned it on me before.
Yeah, maybe you got a lot of fucking thinking to do. Oh, whatever happened to Robert Johnson?
Oh, man. I fucking totally forgot. I got to get back there.
He's not at the crossroads anymore.
No, but he is a talking cat chick. Jesus Christ. Oh, I need an assistant.
He learned how to play the guitar.
I need to learn iCal. I need a spreadsheet. I got to plan this shit out better.
Wow. Devil, you got some learning to do, all right?
It's Mr. Devil.
I'm sorry. I thought that was your father.
I have no father. I always have been. Shut up, Dad. Mom.
Yeah, I can't get this to load up. But apparently, well, so far we're halfway into, we're 55 seconds to a minute 48 long trailer. No talking cat.
In fairness, the girl said, I love cats.
She did say, maybe she meant the musical.
My dad and I are thinking about getting a cat.
And also the cat meowed.
Yeah.
And basically what we could tell is that the film was mic'd. The people weren't actually mic'd. They just put a microphone somewhere, like an iPhone
in the house over,
voice record in the house somewhere, and just sort of picked up their voices in the background.
Yeah.
So as this loads up, I'll keep, okay.
They actually recorded it to a wax cylinder.
You can talk, and then play it back. But only once.
I don't make the rules, Phil.
Oh, boy.
There's a cat in here.
Yeah, his mouth moved. Okay, so the cat's mouth moved. The guy who looks like sort of like a if someone put on a cheap Charles Durning costume.
And now Chris Hardwick describes a trailer.
Listen, if I can make that a YouTube show.
You can.
It is now. Someone will just take this piece of audio and put it on YouTube. There, a YouTube show.
That's it. Done.
Yeah.
More views than anything I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this guy with weird hair, this older, fatter guy. You can talk? I don't make the rules. They did CG the cat's mouth.
Jonah, was that you?
Hey, man, I don't make the rules.
So this was on a plane?
Pussycat talking Jonah.
Meow.
No, I'm still just pussy talking Jonah.
Meow, dog. Meow.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Come on, say meow like you would say yo was pussy talking Jonah.
Meow. Hold on, let me lick my balls.
My pussy balls.
Yeah, you got any nip?
You want some catnip, pussy daddy?
Fuck, who doesn't?
I really thought you were gonna say, what? I want some real lady nip. I didn't think you want a catnip, pussy talking Jonah.
What do you know about me?
You don't know
I
me.
I am you.
You ain't no tabby.
Just can't get this to load up properly.
It's okay. I mean,
there's got to be a better way.
Now there is.
Bag hutch.
Not World going on the stuff. Internet. Let's make a commercial for not going
hutch.
On the internet.
Shit.
We'll make a commercial for not going on the internet.
Yeah.
That's what we should do. We'd solve so many of our problems if we just didn't go on the internet. Of course, then people wouldn't be able to listen to it. We'll go get this on the internet and then.
No, just set up your RSS feed reader and then call it a day.
Not Google Reader, though.
Are you okay? I'm okay with that.
I was using it.
For?
Feeds.
Of?
I was using it for Science News Daily. I was using it for Mac Rumors.
You know, you could just go to the websites.
Who has time?
Oh. You know, I'm sure Bing has a comparable.
God damn it. Are they paying you now? I need really simple syndication through Google Reader.
Money just fell in Jonah's lap. How did that happen?
Hey-o.
That's so weird.
Goes right to the tax man.
Oh, you said that in a very smooth fashion.
Yeah, you better believe I did.
Thanks, tax man.
I make a moderate amount of money.
I would say if you want to make a shit ton of money, you have to make a fuck ton of money.
That's true. Very true.
Because 70 or 80% of it goes away.
Sure don't does. Get me started on the estate tax.
Obama.
You mean Satan, right?
According to
the Bible. On the History Channel.
Yeah. El Biblioteca.
I didn't really think it looked like it. Just looked like a.
No, totally. That was deliberate.
I don't know if
I have to say that it was.
Okay.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Oh, God, be careful.
Wait, that is kind of. Could that be racist?
It could be wrong could for well be a racist. Lot of reasons.
Yeah, but everyone projecting onto what they think the person looks like?
I guess.
Well, it didn't help that the guy that played Satan was actually Barack Obama from the future.
What?
He was hard up for money, and he came back in time to get some acting work in.
So
he's going to be in the next Star Wars.
Why didn't he just open a library like all presidents
going
do?
Going off the rails there with that one.
I'd be interested to find out, and I'm sure the internet would have this information immediately.
About time machines?
Well, I'll, no, first about time machines, but secondly, where does a president draw income post office?
Speeches.
Personal appearances?
Personal appearances, speeches.
Like opening up of a club dub in Vegas. You know, he shows up, he gets 50,000.
Yeah.
Now, if you go somewhere like, you know, Ibiza or Morocco.
What about Taboo?
Taboo's like not even like cool anymore, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway,
Pussycat
Tavula Islands. No, this is another guy. This is club, Islands, the club Island, promoting Jonah.
Islands Burgers.
Islands Burgers. Counter.
Islands
Burgers.
Wait, Islands Burgers?
Yeah, you know, you go to all the places. You go to Animal. You go to
Wait, now you're just following Aziz.
Yeah. You go to Momofuku.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, then back to Momofuku, because it doesn't get better.
Still trying to get this to play.
It was just talking to me. A talking cat?
There it is!
Your voice is... Stop the network again.
Yeah, well, we got what we wanted.
A talking cat? This is ridiculous. A talking cat?
We got what we wanted.
By the way, the cat in the video could not look more uninterested, bored.
Oh, is it a cat?
It is a cat.
There you go.
I guarantee you the cat could look more uninterested.
What's that awesome Ron Funches joke? It's like, there's a 90% chance this cat can be deaf, or it's just a cat.
Maybe he'll perform that joke tonight on the stand-up cluster.
Oh, yeah.
Which is coming up.
Or on the Nerdist TV show.
Which he is also was also on.
Yes. Oh, we love that Ron Funches.
We do.
We booked some really great comics for
like the... Katie Crown coming on the show.
Yeah, but not just for the stand-up cluster also, but for the BBC show. There's stand-up on every episode now and at the end of the show.
Almost every episode.
Almost every episode, but it's... So it's Bamford, Funches, Kyle Kinane, Paul F. Tompkins, Natasha Leggero,
Roy Scoville,
Hubel, and... But yeah, I already said Bammer. Yeah. Hubel and Shear. Good group. Oh, here we go.
Stupid. That's the best you could come up with?
I'm a talking cat, but I can only talk to a person once.
What? Therein lies.
I look like something that the cat dragged in.
I'm doing it.
Keep loose. Don't cry against the water.
I like you taking things seriously, but you don't have to all the time with me.
Both talked to a cat, didn't you? And the cat talked back, didn't it?
That's weird.
It just occurred to me that someone had to write...
Boy, that was the best cat voice that they
auditioned?
Someone
had to write in Final Draft the title page, A Talking Cat.
I wonder if sometimes... I wonder if sometimes Final Draft wants to make itself throw up so it doesn't... It has to purge the... I mean, listen, no offense... It's
then
hard to make,
not,
guys.
If it did, you wouldn't be able to walk into
it's
a
It's easy to be negative.
LA.
It's easy to be negative. It's stronger and harder to be positive about something. These people got together and made their dream, which was a talking cat movie. I don't necessarily understand the plot device of the cat can only talk once, and
Chris,
the thing that the cat says
is... He doesn't make the rules.
He
Chris,
doesn't make the rules.
That wasn't their dream. That's their moneymaker, so they can get their vanity project going.
Talking dog?
The one they really want to make. Talking dog. A talking dog.
I bet it was produced, written... Directed and
cat
starring
starred.
As the voice of the cat.
We mean the voice of the cat. It's the cat talks, Jonah.
No, Chris, it's a
talking cat. There's an interrobang.
It's a man as the cat voice.
It's a talking cat. There's an interrobang and then another exclamation point.
Could be amazing.
Could be like Googie or what was it? Googie?
Googie Hauser, MD?
No, there was that like weird. You know what I'm talking about? It's it was like a weird creature, like a boy's best friend.
Oh yeah.
It's like very similar, where it's just like shitty bed music and like a weird creature that a boy's like imaginary friend.
You know,
and it's like the creepiest looking thing you'll ever see.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember the name of it. I know.
Goreburger is actually adorable compared to this thing. Fucking love Goreburger.
But yeah, that trailer reminds me a lot of that trailer for that Gary Busey movie where a dog takes over his body or something.
A talking Gary. That's just Gary Busey.
Yeah. That's the story of Gary Busey.
Yeah.
That's just
I think you were watching Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
How's Penn doing on Celebrity Apprentice?
I don't know. No one's watching it.
Okay.
That is in this room.
It's
I
too bad.
I'm sure it's getting ratings.
I hope Penn's doing well because I enjoy Penn.
There's a show on CNBC now called Treasure Detectives. Oh boy, it's a winner.
What's it about?
You can't guess from the title?
No, I have no idea.
Well, last night, for instance.
Do they follow the treasure trail? Like when a girl has just a little bit of fine hair all the way down to her...
That's not...
I think it's more common on a guy to find hair going all the way down.
Treasure trail detectives.
To the...
No, some girls have like a little soft downy...
Yeah, but it's more pronounced if it's a guy.
What are you
I guess that's true.
Us, Chris?
What?
What? So anyway, Treasure Detective.
I was with this no. Look at this.
What?
Well, I looked up Googie, G-O-O-G-Y, and the movie didn't come up yet, but the Urban Dictionary thing came up, and the definition of Googie is an obese.
Wait. Should we guess?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so we already know it's obese.
Yeah, sorry. That was
okay. How about, is it a Googie, like it's a noun, or is it an adjective?
Let me see here. It just says Googie.
Googie.
Okay, a Googie is when an obese person ejaculates under the folds of their own fat and doesn't find it for a couple of weeks.
Oh, I think a Googie is probably like when an obese person's shirt is too short.
I mean, it's just like a little, just, like,
yeah,
it's
you're seeing a little bit. That's a Googie.
It's almost like the bottom of a girl's boob. It's almost like the bottom of a guy's belly. Yeah.
Okay, winner gets a protein shake.
Let's do another round. Let's do another round.
What?
All right. We weren't close. So let's see. A Googie.
It's not a thing.
Googie is when someone's it's obese ass meat that rubs together so much that it creates like a giant saddle rash.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wearing really mm-hmm. short shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for Charlie Rosing me.
Yeah. yes, I see. Yes.
And there were no, your eyes have to be a little weird. And so it's basically like a fat saddle rash.
Okay.
From wearing short shorts.
All right.
Googie is it's like the spillover like when you see an obese person's legs, they have no definition of ankles. It's beyond a cankle.
Mm-hmm.
If it's beyond
where,
a cankle,
the leg
Googie
starts to devour the foot.
Yeah.
Oh no, I think Googie is Google's rich, obnoxious fat son.
Oh, Googie.
Well, I can search things too, Dad. Yeah. You feel lucky?
That almost was a little bit of TJ Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Googie is the "Are you feeling lucky" button.
Yeah,
that's the Googie.
You feel lucky?
Googie's so lazy. Googie doesn't want to search for what you want to search for.
You please feel lucky right now, because I don't. You know how big the internet is. Can you just feel lucky?
Actually, the button is actually longer. It's they just cut it off. But Googie's entire button is, "Do you feel lucky? Because I don't feel lucky."
Yeah, do you feel lucky? I don't feel it. Just please.
I don't feel lucky.
I don't even.
All
feel
right,
it
please don't make
Googie
me do it anywhere.
Yep,
is an obese kid who makes smart remarks and plays EverQuest 24/7.
Smart remarks.
Look at those Googies over there.
EverQuest.
Yeah, what's fun about the word Googie is that
shit, now I remember why.
It feels racist, but it's not really, so you can say it and sort of activate that part of
Googie,
intolerance
please
in your
I
brain.
I think that it's more about
look at these Googie. I'm not going in there. Do you see all the Googies in there?
I just realized Googie, G-O-O-G-Y, is the name of a friend of mine's Channel 101 series, Googie, that Kumail was in, and Willie Roberts and Mike Manischewitz. These guys, that's Googie. So I believe I'm thinking of Goobie with a Y.
Goobie, you were right. It's Goobie.
Yeah, which is also the name, close to the name of my Indiana's cat, Goobie, which is but with an I-E. So not.
Wow, yours is like a, you're hyperlinking it today.
Here's
you're
how
just
Googie
one
made it into the Urban Dictionary. Somebody was playing EverQuest, called somebody a Googie, then added it to the dictionary.
Wouldn't that be short for Guggenheim?
But this is like,
are you guys going to go to the Googie?
It clearly is like, you're a noob, or you're a newbie, you're a goob, you're a goob. It's probably something off of that. Kind of just the way that, like, you know, in Scotland that has like rhyming slang, and it just has such a further, it's like so far away from the actual word that happens.
Look at all
there
those
it is.
Geez.
There he is. 2009, Goobie.
Yep, horrifying.
Ah! Yeah.
That was a genuine.
Yeah, director Wilson Coney Bear.
Coney Bear 2012.
Yeah.
Oh, that was. See, the joke I was going to go for is I've been dying to find a word that rhymes with Boney Bear.
These guys, you're great today.
I mean, it's all about rhyming and wordplay.
Yeah, it really is.
I think rhyming and wordplay.
Right, Robbie Coltrane did the voice of Gooby.
Really?
Sure he did.
Jack Dandridge, isn't it? Ingrid Cavaliers. Eugene Levy as Mr. Nerdlinger.
Are you fucking kidding me, Mr. Nerdlinger? Nerdlinger was a character from The Simpsons.
Yeah, bra bomb better work, Nerdlinger.
Yeah, Nerdlinger. Hey. Like, he was almost kind of a precursor to Frank.
Well, we can reference.
I believe that was still during. I think Frank was around. Let me see the.
That's terrifying.
Lighten up!
That's like one of those, like.
Robot house!
drawings of Fozzie that is not quite right. You know, Fozzie Bear.
Or the bear, or not the bear, I was thinking about, like, the version of Alf they used in Permanent Midnight, which is just, like, horrifying when he shows up in that freak out when he's in the bathroom. Yeah.
Or, like, a rejected bear from Critter Country.
Or Donnie Darko.
Overrated.
We're going to find the,
All around me are familiar faces.
I'm trying to find the,
It's that type of singing where they just can barely eke the words out. It's like they're just vibrating their vocal cords enough to make a slightly audible sound. Yes. Mike Furman has a great...
Yeah, irony and whiny.
Yeah, he always says more irony, less whiny. Oh, Mike Furman, I love
did,
him.
One time I opened up for... actually, I did it for like opening up for the Rosebuds and for Man Man. But it was like a bit where I have like a beard and a hat and I come out with a guitar before the band and I like, I'm just doing like, I'm playing so quietly, you can't really even hear. And like, so people are clearly talking because it's an opening act. No one cares. And I have to tell people to please keep it down. Like, I'll be like, hey, what is it? Hey, can you guys keep it down? It's I don't play loud. They have the PA as loud as it can go. I appreciate it if you just kind of please keep it down. And then I keep on trying to play. And people are like, okay, I can't even get through the first song because you guys won't shut the fuck up. You know, people from Sub Pop are here. I really need this. Please shut the fuck up. And then, like, Randy Lickie is an audience planner. And he goes, yeah, keep it down. I was like, okay, I don't need your help. I don't know. He's like, okay, just sorry. And then I start singing a song. And then Randy starts singing along from the audience louder than I'm singing into the PA. And then I'm like, all right, can you keep it down? He's like, yeah, guys, keep it down. This is my favorite act. I go, no, I'm talking to you. He's like, well, I'm just having a good time. And I was like, whatever. And I start doing it again. And then, like, he starts playing a melodica from the audience. And I go, get the fuck out of here. He's like, you were my hero. I go, the fuck out. I'm so sorry. I'm going to play another song for you guys. And then, like, I start playing again. And then, like, he comes out with a guitar behind me and, like, starts singing along. And I go, get the fuck out of here. He's like, we're supposed to be in a band together. We're so similar. And then, like, he grabs my guitar. He's like, I'm the lead guitar player now. And then he takes the guitar and then he breaks over my back.
And then that's it?
That's the bit. How,
and then you guys just leave stage?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the audience reaction to this? Like, how? Like, where did they get on board? Did they get on board?
They got on board, I think, during, like, the second time I kind of was like, okay, so pop people are here. I need this. This is not cool. This is not cool what you're doing to me. What you're doing to me is shit. And that was, and I think I called it, like, Fire and Whiskey. I think it was the name of the act. Yeah,
sure. That would be a band.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm sure it is.
I can't find any of the things that about this movie where we can read about it.
But I still haven't found.
Okay, imagine if you had a 6-foot-tall monster.
I'm listening.
Okay, yeah. Hang on a second.
Wait a minute, guys.
I'm activating my imagination. Yeah.
We have a 6-foot-4 tall monster.
Imagine if you had a 6-foot-tall monster to help you through the rough times when you were 11. Willie is terrified about moving into the family's new house. He's convinced it's filled with evil space aliens out to get him. In response to his wish for someone to save him, Gooby comes to life as a lovable, full-size, scraggly, orange, furry creature who, in fact, wait a minute.
We all look over to Kyle. It's funny if you look up Kyle Clark on it.
Yeah,
he's
sorry.
A tall creature.
That was a nice. That was a
nice
moment. That was a nice moment.
Okay.
Anyway, scraggly orange furry creature who in fact seems more frightened of the world than Willie.
Oh no!
What if the person's most well?
Who's gonna protect whom from the space aliens that are living in the house?
The two have hair raising adventures and learn something about the power of friendship. In the end, Gooby fulfills Willie's initial wish by bringing Willie and his dad together in a touching and exciting climax.
He murders their mother, and so they're forced to come together.
For kids, there are a few things scary than moving into a new house and knowing that monsters
Jesus
are
Christ,
under the
how
bed.
How long is this log line?
Poor Willie, Matthew Knight from The Grudge 2, has both of these things to fear when his family finds a new place. But luckily, Willie has Gooby, a lovable live teddy bear. There's two synopsis.
Here's what I want to do. Someday, I want to get $1 billion so that I can go and make Gooby the sequel fucking epic. Like, amazing special effects. I'd hire Guillermo.
Well, you know what's funny is, like, when Austin Powers... two or which one is the one that happens that opens up with the crazy action scene and Tom Cruise? And
I think that was two.
Three?
Was it three? Kyle said, our Gooby says three.
I really think that would have been an amazing if they had just taken the third Austin Powers and just made it
a Bond film.
Fucking rad.
Mission Impossible.
Still, you know, jokes. That would have been amazing if they had, like, the budget.
That's true. I think that's what they tried to do with the second Birdemic, which I haven't talked to anybody.
I watched the 5.5 minute trailer.
It's still the same.
I'm going to the premiere of that.
What?
I was at the premiere of the
Our
first
friend
one.
Whitney's in it.
Why aren't we
our friend
invited?
Whitney's in Birdemic.
Why aren't we invited?
Whitney Moore.
She's our friend?
Yes.
She was on Web Soup once, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She was like, yeah, your friends made fun of me.
Yeah. She's in Birdemic.
I know. She knows.
Yeah,
Whitney.
She's cool.
She actually said,
"Yeah, she's Bond girl.
She's the only one that can act in that whole fucking thing."
Yeah, she's good. That guy is horrible, but she was good. It was funny because like Cody Fisher, we had Cody Fisher said like,
"We just
like,
closed a really big deal today." I'm just telling.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
My company just got sold for $1 billion.
I love the celebration scene in Pandemic.
It's so fucking. And what's like the scene where he gets like it's like he makes that money, so he's like, now it's time to get. Solar paneling.
Yeah, then there's a whole thing about green technology.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, I love the salesperson who, when he says it's $20,000, and, like, he's like, can you do any better? And he's like, for you, $19,000.
Oh, that's good, because I just made $1 billion, so every thousand counts. So what did Cody do? Cody
Fisher? She's like, what kind of prep did you do getting ready for Birdemic? And she's like, I watched a lot of bird videos and then we changed her title from actress to ornithologist.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was before I knew her. Yeah. That's that's one of Chloe's best friends.
When is that premiere?
March 28th, maybe March 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's right. Yeah. March 28th.
Who do I have?
And I made fun of a lot of people in that thing. Cause there was a lot of people, it was like Cine Family. So it was like Alf Lamont, who's like a comedy writer guy.
Mm-hmm.
But we gave everybody like ridiculous, like funny hipster names. Like one of my favorite was Professor Montague, children's entertainer.
Oh, poor Web Soup.
Yeah. Oh, I want to see that.
I think
it's still online.
The show that ironically piloted G4 into the ground because it was the only show that they were able to just air. It became the Web Soup channel. Boy, if only G4 had gotten behind Web Soup like that when it was still a channel.
Yeah.
Well, then I wouldn't have Talking
Web
Dead,
Soup,
so fuck it.
The Titanic of shows. Or no, the ban on the Titanic of shows.
Yeah, or, there's got to be an iceberg in there somewhere. Maybe Web Soup is the iceberg? G4 is the...
No, Web Soup isn't responsible.
It's the band.
We're
and
the
Attack,
band.
Attack of the Show is the heart of the ocean that they throw back. No, or is Web Soup, or is Attack of the Show Jack?
The iceberg that we all hit was probably...
When Matt Myra...
Yeah, that was it. When I joined Attack of the Show, that was the
ice
blurg.
Here's a fun part
of it. Ice blurg.
What was that noise? You wanted to laugh.
It was in between.
I was really in between. Physically on the fence about that.
I think for a different amount of reasons too. Like you didn't like it that much, but it was okay.
But then what made me really want to give it a laugh was just thinking of all the happy times 30 Rock gave me.
Yes.
And
then,
it was something that's perfectly in between two poles that's just floating in the middle. Like,
Clean. When was the last time we did a Hostful?
7 years ago.
Today?
Technically, in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. But when is that out?
That was at a hostel. Is that
today? Oh, shit.
We had a guest at that one. God.
It was at a church, yes. You know, it's so funny that I really... that I really, just because of all the Catholic upbringing, was still like, should I be swearing in a church? I don't know if I'm allowed to do this.
I said on stage, I was like, God damn it. And then like there was some people laugh, but I heard like numerous people go,
yeah.
It's like, ugh.
Oh, that's when your dick turned into a pile of salt.
Yeah. Pillar of salt, and it's fucking better than ever.
I say a small pile. Well, it's a pile now, but if you play with it, it'll work up to a pillar.
Get it wet. Get my dick wet.
No, don't get your salt.
Get my dick wet. Why is that funny?
Don't question it. Just laugh.
No, Joan, I need to know.
Don't break it down.
Yo, girl, it ain't my spunk that's salty. It's my dick.
It's like my dick looked at a Medusa. There we were, running away from the raddest orgy in the world. My dick turned around to see it being destroyed, and guess what? Pillar of salt.
My dick. I like that. That there's just a. So was that a? Oh, the dick Medusa thing. Was that in a Dragon Boy Suede song?
Oh, was it?
I don't remember.
Shit.
Kyle, look it up.
It seems like it would be.
Yeah.
And I hope I didn't.
You won't reference him like that when he can summon wolves.
Hey!
What the?
I love Howard Kramer.
New album out.
New album out soon. Now.
Dragon Boy Swizz.
What's it called again?
I don't know. The new Dragon Boy Suede album? I should know that. I don't know.
I love Dragon Boy Suede. I love Howard Kramer. His bits come up a lot in conversation.
He's fucking funny. He just writes solid bits.
You die by the grove.
He lost that joke, and I reminded him of it, and now it's back.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Lee's on Facebook now, you know.
You're not even the funniest person in this room.
It's like a cloud, except it's his brother Lee is trying to describe a nice mattress. It's like a cloud that's hard enough to keep you afloat, but not but not too hard to not retain its cloud-like properties.
Oh, we gotta have Howard on.
Yeah.
No, we have to have Howard Kramer.
We'll have Howard Stern on, too.
Someone found, I think because we referenced it on the podcast. No, I referenced it on Doug Benson's podcast. Someone brought up this old, it was on BuzzFeed, I think, this old Lee Jeans ad that a bunch of MTV people did.
It was me and
the Sklar brothers.
You have nothing to be embarrassed about. The Sklars, on the other hand.
Laura House with the overalls.
Well, we all were in giant shapeless jeans.
Yeah, and it wasn't even your jeans.
No,
it was just like it was the jeans they put you guys in.
Yeah, they were Lee jeans. And so it was me and Jacinda in a couple of the ads because we were dating at the time. And then Apartment 2F and Oddville, which was a show that I enjoyed.
I loved Oddville.
And Austin Stories and a Road Rules cast or something. And it was, I remember those were in all like the 17
and
magazines and
people. Real World Boston.
Real World Boston.
Great cast. Montana. Genesis.
Was it really a great cast, or was it just because it was in Boston?
I enjoyed it.
Because I'm not about to say that Tech and the rest of the Real World Hawaii cast were any good. Even though Tech was very nice to me. Call me big man.
Hawaii was the end of the... That was when they started.
That's when they had one person that drank a lot. Yeah. And then from there on out, everyone drinks.
It was the last.
San Diego was the funnest one.
No, actually, it started with Dominic in season 2, Los Angeles. Dom was the drunk.
He had a hard... And it was the Irish guy. What was the... Josh Batem.
Fix the microphone.
What was the country guy from LA?
Oh, true story.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, and he just ate cereal nonstop.
Wore the cowboy hat.
Yeah.
This is the true story.
Essay on the real world in Klosterman's book, Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs.
Really?
Very good.
Oh, cool.
What was that about?
Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs?
Well, the story.
Oh, it was just an essay about his fascination with the real world and talking about whether or not it was truly real and like how it started when he was in college and like he still watches it religiously.
No, it's not real. I mean, it's real to the extent...
No, but he's talking about like who was the realist. And then he breaks it down to say that the real world, the first real world, generated the archetype for all of youth after that point. There was somebody who wanted to be a Puck. There was somebody that
Puck
wanted
wasn't
to be...
the first real world.
He was in San Francisco.
That was like season three or four.
Season 3.
Yeah.
Because Jacinda's cast was season 4. That was London. Yeah. So season 1, they didn't know what they were doing.
Season 3, he said that. But
season 1 is New York.
Season 1
is
New York.
LA.
That's where we got Eric Nice and Norm and
because he was saying how season 3, by season three, which was San Francisco, right?
Season three of San Francisco, yeah.
That was when the other two Real Worlds had aired and the cultural impact, the cast members were aware of it.
And so they were really trying to fill roles. They were playing roles, yeah.
And then those archetypes became...
So they were
he
like...
He put his finger in the peanut butter. R.I.P.
Carbon copies of carbon copies. Yeah, so it was... I remember when Jacinda said that they first... Because, you know, some of them were European, so they didn't... Or like, Jacinda was Australian. Sharon was... Sharon Kitau was British. And Neil Forrester was British, who's... Fuck, I'm still friends with. I fucking love that guy. And Neil got his tongue bit off at a punk concert.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
But a lot of them hadn't seen the Real World yet, so they didn't know what it was. So they didn't know they were supposed to fight. So in general, they got along fine. And so they were always called the boring cast. But, you know, Jacinda said when they all first saw the episode, they were floored because the show was basically edited in a way where, you know, they would take a piece of one sentence and marry it with a piece of another sentence that was said months later about nothing that either two sentences were originally referencing. Oh, like, wow. They basically created. And so they went to the producers and they were like, what the fuck? This is supposed to be the Real World. And they were like, no. We never said it was real. It's a reality-based soap opera was the answer that they were given. So they basically, they shoot all day and they create storylines in post. And characters, and so they were all sort of frustrated with, like, but this didn't happen
that
way.
And this person, story producer.
Yeah, story producer. Yeah. And so, but there was a time where when we were dating, there was Norm and a bunch of people from the New York cast rented out this house in the Valley, like in Laurel Canyon area, this giant house. And there were like four seasons of Real World kids who lived there because they all had this experience together that no one else could really understand. That was like, because that was really before everyone was filming everything.
Yeah.
And so they all had this experience where they were filmed for several months, every minute. And then everything was sort of manipulated.
Well, the first season was like 6 months, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And so they sort of banded together in a communal way to sort of help each other, try to figure out, because none of them made any money from it, but so the network made a ton of money and Murray made a ton of money, but they were just trying to kind of help each other get jobs. And like, it was really communal and sweet. So, but I always thought like, wow, if some kid, just some high school kid just walked into this house and be like, oh my God, there's Rachel, there's Norm, there's fucking there's Kit, like all these people from different casts in one.
I remember it just being so weird that like you're seeing someone like sleeping and then wake up. And I remember being like, it's like, oh, this is fucking, they're just in it.
Yeah,
there's just cameras in this place. I remember feeling uncomfortable by that.
And it's boring to watch. I remember we went down to the Miami house. We happened to be in Miami, and so we dropped by the Miami house they were shooting because our friends obviously all produced the show. And we went into the control room, and it's so fucking boring. There's just cameras all in the house, and it's like maybe someone goes and gets an orange juice out of the fridge and then walks by. Nothing happens.
Yeah, then they just start feeding more booze, and then it evolved into the Jersey Shore. Pretty much. Of. Like, they're like, wait, what if everyone was drunk and crazy? Jersey Shore.
All the time.
Yeah. Now they all have their own
Jersey Shores.
Yeah.
They all got their own Jersey Shore.
Well, now there's, I mean, like, there's fucking, what's the name of the Boston one? I just watched 3 minutes of it last night.
Oh, there's a Boston one?
Is it Boston
Wicked
Jersey Shore?
Wicked Single, I think. Wicked Single.
Oh, but that's probably, like, is that like a dating thing?
No, it's just a reality show that follows single people in Boston.
Like, it, like just
but
a
it's
group
on
VH1 of
them? And it's just like, yes, it? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. From the 3 minutes I watched, that's what I gathered.
It's 3 minutes now.
I think it's called.
5 minutes, just
I think,
a,
it, I think it's called.
Yeah,
I
mean, it was a period of time.
Now your story is changing.
No, it might have been an
hour. Is it 3 minutes or 5 minutes?
It's like, 3 hours. It's an entire. Hours. I've watched every episode.
I think it's called Sassachusetts.
Sassachusetts. Massholes.
That's sassy.
Massholes.
Sassachusetts is a sequel to That Cat Talks.
The Talking Cat.
Oh, I'm sorry. No,
Cat Talks is like the ripoff one, like Transmorphers.
No, that's the Lifetime. That's a Lifetime movie, That Cat Talks. And it's all about someone takes her kittens and she's got to track them down.
Have you ever seen
Television
Beginners?
For Women Cats?
Have you seen Beginners?
No.
It is a fantastic movie that I highly recommend.
Okay.
Why? It is an amazing movie.
Movie time.
What?
Where do you get the time to watch all these things?
We just took 2 10-hour flights, Matt.
Oh, that's right.
It's 20 hours.
Not
that's
right.
About
not,
10 or 11
Not the
movies.
Movie Absolute Beginners. The movie Beginners?
Beginners. It's it stars Ewan McGregor, and it's just this beautiful...
stars me and McGregor?
Ewan McGregor.
Who's McGregor? Wordplay is fun play.
Ewan McGregor. Erwan McGregor.
Erwan McGregor.
Yeah.
And Christopher Plummer.
Okay.
And it's basically, it hops
so
around
a bit. So it's me and a plumber and a Scottish guy.
Yeah, yeah. But
I hate myself.
It's this guy, his dad, you know, basically it's like his mom dies and then like shortly after that his dad as an elderly man, his father comes out of the closet and then like it kind of just and then he gets diagnosed with cancer. And it's just this like really sad,
sad movie.
Yeah, but it's sad, but it's also very like hopeful and beautiful and amazing. It's like it's a really good movie.
All right, beginnings.
Beginners.
Beginners. Beginners.
Beginners. I said beginnings earlier.
You said beginnings.
Oh, awakenings. I'm thinking about awakenings.
Not good. Not good with sad movies.
It's good. No, it's very
beginners.
It's very hopeful and very like you know. It's like it ends well.
Okay.
Yeah, but there are sad moments in it. But it's a very great movie.
Does it end with them all being at the Baseball Hall of Fame to watch the Women's Baseball League finally get inducted?
This used to be my playground. Used to be. This used to be.
Oh, that made me so sad at the end.
Dream. This used to be the
Spielberg
place I went to.
What? At the end of Schindler's List, it says
older,
used to,
older,
this
used to be my playground.
The older
versions of it's just a Nazi walking around Warsaw. Oh, this used to be my playground.
Wait, what happened to him?
I dove in to try and do a German, and then it turned into a lisp because I fucking hate Nazis.
Hey, right, man, fuck them. I'm not afraid to say it.
Gonna go out on a limb here.
Yeah, let's go out. We're just going out on there.
Handle a dude to his voice box.
I'm going out on another limb here.
I'm gonna go on another limb and say that not a big fan of the Holocaust.
Not cool.
Wow, John,
not cool. Not cool. Nazis. Nazi cool.
Yeah. You know who's a good band too? The Beatles. Those Beatles. Yeah. Gonna go out on a limb here and say I don't like them Beatles.
Wow. Yeah. You're really just coming out of the closet.
Right with I'll limber and say that. No.
That movie always made me sad at the end.
Schindler's List?
Yep.
You fucking high five. God damn you. I hope your palms bleed.
It was more about friendship than it was the joke.
Yep. Okay, good.
I mean, we weren't proud of the joke.
Yeah.
It's
like, come on.
We had the same thought.
It's like the three amigos and Chris. We're all having a good time.
Good to see you gals getting along.
Finally. Not me.
Yes, League of Their Own always bummed me out at the end.
Because you wanted a League of His Own?
Well, yeah, why couldn't it be man baseball?
Oh, yeah, we have to go and die in war. And then these girls get to play baseball?
Well, what is that about?
Yeah.
What
you know where else there's
about?
No crying? On the battlefield. Oh, it must be real hard to run in a skirt. How about fucking having your buddy on your back? And you get shot up on the beach in Normandy, and then you get hit in the leg and get sent home early.
Only funny because it was a long time ago.
No, I'll fucking Afghanistan jokes. Let's do it. Okay.
Please!
He just jumps over.
I will choke you!
Yeah.
Do not storm these beaches of Normandy with your fucking offensiveness.
Violence begets violence is all I'm trying to say, Chris.
Kabul has no beaches.
You know,
a lot of sand, though.
Now I'm going to sing that about this podcast. Playground.
Nerdist podcast canceled.
Oh, shit, guys.
You're like, what? You can
what?
Cancel.
Yo, shit blowing up, door.
The Weezer Cruise 2014 just announced.
Yeah!
What?
Do you like music? Do you hate cruises? Well, guess what? And that's what's going to happen with the Weezer Cruise.
Grab your buddy, Holly.
Oh.
And jump
your
on.
Shit's going to go nowhere. Because if you're taking a cruise in 2014, you're a fucking idiot.
And you're going to get stuck in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. Let's take a locomotive while fucking
loco, man.
Bands play.
That is kind of a locomotive.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just take
the crazy diesel.
Take
engine.
Fucking like, you know, a shitty outdoor fucking festival like Coachella and then just move it along the ocean slowly, and everyone just shits and sweats in the same little fucking container.
Listen, I would like to take the.
There is a shit level, right, of those boats, or do they?
They have to have a certain amount of shit in them.
Yeah, I want to go on the Queen Mary, do the crossing.
The Queen Mary doesn't do anything, does it?
The Queen Mary.
Too. It transforms into a robot that will protect.
Hey. Boo! Don't like it.
Fuck you.
What? I didn't say it. I didn't say anything about it. I was just doing boo. Don't like it.
Yeah, but the nature of that voice, Jonah.
It's a ship. It's a huge ship. It's not going to have a dainty voice.
But it's also not going to have a sassy voice like it's on Sassachusetts.
And that's not offensive to Matt, a man from Massachusetts,
Massachusetts,
Massachusetts, Massachusetts,
the tip of Massachusetts, Provincetown.
Tell me about the tip.
Is New England's clit
very friendly to transatlantic cruises?
Celebrate the moments of your life.
Just ruined everything. Anyway.
Oh, look at the dinghy.
Treasure detectives. Here's treasure detectives. In case you're wondering what it
don't
is.
Write that down.
Oh, I just got the sweetest email from my mom.
What?
First of all, I'm way better than all of you.
Chris, Matt.
What'd you
Jonah,
say? Why'd you say you're better than
my
us?
My favorites.
My mom.
I hope I'm better than me by 42 as well.
My mom, don't steal a year from me.
Sorry.
What?
It's just a year. That's
I am going on to your neighborhood network, and I'm gonna tell everyone
in
that.
In fairness to Jonah, you do turn 42 this year.
Later in the year. Laid much later than
gonna
now.
Gonna get you a Jackie Robinson jersey.
Much
later. Heyo.
42, everybody.
Later than now. My mom, who's loves to try to figure out technology.
Sure.
On her own. I get this message. This subject, you will be so proud. Today, I Googled how to download a printer driver on my MacBook Air. My mom, small Italian lady. How do I even know what a printer driver is? There were a few hurdles. Not my fault. My Canon model wasn't there, so I chose a model just before this one. Bam, boom. I can now scan from this computer. I'm so proud of myself. This will get me through until I get the desktop from you. I feel so good.
Aww.
I have an iMac that I'm going to give my
That's
mom.
Okay, you don't have to explain your.
I do, and I am.
All right.
Let's see. Do they have any? Not saying what bands are on this Weezer cruise.
So someone will come to the treasure detectives with a Stradivarius violin and be like, hey, is this real? And they find out.
How do they know?
A series of tests, usually CAT scans.
What is this?
It's a void comp test. It's a void comp
treasure
test.
Treasure detectives.
I'm going to keep going with the Blade Runner thing. You guys do your own thing. Okay,
yeah,
so they put the electrodes
up
on the violin, and then they ask it what it dreams about.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that just National Treasure? Aren't they all treasure detectives in that movie?
Yeah, he's a treasure hunter.
Isn't that Indiana Jones? Indiana Jones a treasure detective?
Well, he's an archaeologist.
Yeah, but he's like trying to find out where the treasure is so he can put it in a...
They call him Baloch.
But he's not trying to find out...
Belloc!
See, Indiana Jones would get the Ark of the Covenant and then bring it to these guys. And they would tell him if it's indeed authentic.
I think
Isn't
Indiana
it kind
Jones
of funny that
would...
Indiana Jones was played by River Phoenix? Oh, no, I put the emphasis on the wrong word. Isn't it funny that Indiana Jones was portrayed by River Phoenix?
Is this a conspiracy theory about the death of River Phoenix?
It is. Yes, it is. Oh, my God, they killed him!
Oh, my God.
Great, guys. We're never going to get... Fucking Joaquin Phoenix on the podcast.
Joaquin.
We used to call the dog Indiana.
Did you hear about my new podcast, Talking Joaquin?
Joaquin Dead? What?
Is that right?
It's funny.
Why aren't you laughing?
You've had a lot of
why
weird
do you hold
humor
it in
moments
when it's
in
me?
It. Just let it out. Oh, that sounded too like sexual relationship y. Why do you hold it in when it's me?
Oh, God.
We can't afford a baby, Jonah.
I don't think anybody else would have thought
that. I'm just going to laugh on your chest like in Girls.
Did you see that episode?
Yes.
I am fucking so on board for Girls.
It's a great
show. I'm most of the way through the first season.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so comic jealous of that show. Like, there was no pilotitis. Like, the pilot episode was like it was just fucking great from the get-go.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Such a well-done show.
Everything's fucking great.
And I love all the Sex and the City references they make in the show. I actually think the show has more in common with Louis than it has with Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's because, like, the main characters are kind of pathetic.
Well, it's not that they're kind of pathetic. It's just that it's a very kind of real... I feel like it's a very realistic, authentic portrayal of... You know, of like, it's
being a young 20-something in New York in the early 2000s.
You can tell it's just Lena's point of view. Like, it's her. I'm so jealous of how strong a point of view she has.
That's what makes it like Louis, that it's a distinct vision.
It's so great.
It's good. The second season isn't as hit for hit as good as the first season, but it's still like there's some amazing episodes.
Did you guys watch? Can we talk about Marion yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
I watched the first two episodes. I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it.
So I have to watch the third episode. Second episode was amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good.
It's not out yet, but we had a link and we watched a couple episodes.
Stamps.com/WTF.
Oh, real quick, you Matt was on You Made It Weird recently.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Did we talk about this yet?
No.
We haven't talked about this yet? Yeah, you were on Made It Weird.
I did make it weird for three hours and 3 minutes.
3 hours and 3 minutes. But who's counting?
But before we get to your mate,
I lost the record by like 4 minutes or something like that. Like the day after.
To who, like Danny Gould or?
Megan Gans. There you go.
So what happened? You and Pete, you talked to Pete and then talked Greta Pete came up and then it got awkward.
It got weird. It got weird. No.
It's supposed to get weird, but it got awkward.
It was a disaster.
No, you made it awkward.
Pete's fascinated by relationships and the ends of relationships. So. Laser.
Game change.
So, yeah, he asked about it. And I was like, sure, I'll tell you. And I watched.
How much did you tell the truth?
It's a very fair and balanced presentation.
But didn't one of Greta's friends post a comment on this?
Said that it wasn't that she didn't get to have her side of the story, but I think I told a very fair. I stand by everything I said on that podcast.
Pete's got to have Greta on.
He can go ahead. No, I just think that it wasn't Greta. I have no ill feelings towards Greta, and I think the relationship was bad. It wasn't that she was bad or that I was bad. If anyone was bad, it was probably me more than her. And I think that really the bad guy was the relationship, and that's what I said on that.
This used to be my playground.
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List. This
Yeah, right there. You get something in your teeth, buddy?
No, it's...
Thumb. You got a thumb, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Disposable.
Good.
Yeah.
What happened? Good. What'd you
Nothing.
Do?
What's the matter?
You just got really somber all of a sudden.
No. Sorry, I was thinking about something.
What were you thinking about? Your t-shirts?
You know, here's the thing. In the podcast, they start talking about how I have Jonah Radio has more t-shirts than episodes. When
in fairness, we recorded that when you did the first episode.
What?
We recorded that after you did the first episode. So at that time, you did have more t-shirts than episodes.
No. That's not true at all.
Is that what made you? Is that what?
True.
None of that was true.
Is that what made you say
that? Was true.
None of what I just said was true.
I have two Jonah Radio t-shirts. Pete has, I think, six.
Jonah Radio
t-shirts. Seven. What?
You, I said Jonah.
Yeah. He has like six or seven You Made It Weird shirts.
Well, let me ask you this. How long is an episode of Jonah Radio?
About an hour and a half.
His are 45. Twice as long, and he's at least seven t-shirts.
Why are you sticking up for him?
I'm sticking up for everybody.
I just don't understand why they made fun of the amount of t-shirts I have when I have two.
It was funny to us. It also seemed to me like you had...
No, because instance, because every episode I have a
Dio head.
That's just a shirt that I made.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and great. We're on Real World. Cut to your confessional. Matt, go.
You know, I really don't understand why Jonah keeps talking about these t-shirts like it's a big deal.
Cut to Jonah.
I wasn't around anybody. I was minding my own business. And then two guys I know were talking shit about me.
Cut to Matt.
He thinks we're talking about shit about him, but we were just making jokes about t-shirts.
Now back to the argument.
No, Jonah, you don't understand. The t-shirt thing, it was just a funny thing. Because it did, when he said he's got more t-shirts than episodes, my brain was like, he does have a lot of t-shirts. So that's where that went.
Yeah, I don't.
And I feel like I was
cut to exterior shot of the house with people skating by on a boardwalk.
No, I mean, I don't.
Good job, guys.
I don't care either way. It was just lies.
Guys, we're in commercial right now. We're at a commercial break.
Just lies. Overrated Dio head is just a shirt that I thought would be funny to put out.
If it's your shirt and your podcast, so.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Those are two different things you said. That's your shirt and that's your podcast. That's like saying, hey, there's a Phoebe shirt and then there's a.
I don't have another shirt.
Oh.
I just have a podcast.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of shirts for the Nerdist podcast.
Ideas.
It's fun to have shirts. It's fun to make them. People buy them. They like it.
It's fun to sell them. I'll tell you that much. Buy your Phoebe shirts in black, everybody. We got plenty.
I thought you said you sold out.
Of the white ones.
Oh.
Or the gray ones.
What?
Yeah, it's very racist.
Bullshit.
Don't worry. It's coming soon. Lots of Nerdist t-shirts.
Possibly.
More t-shirts than episodes.
Maybe.
600 t-shirts.
Yeah, all we have to do is, all we need is 350 different t-shirts.
Yep. It's going to be great.
How many different color combinations can we come up with?
Not that many.
I feel
like we did a great job today.
This was a fun...
Ooh, a little self-congratulatory.
One of the best hosts.
Why are you being so congratulatory?
Did I mess up, Dessler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting late.
Yeah. No, it's 5:30 in the afternoon.
5:30 p.m. feeling. You need a 5-hour energy, buddy.
No, no caffeine.
What?
Off.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing?
So give me heartburn.
There's so much caffeine in that juice you just drank.
Is there?
No, I made that up.
See how many things you make up on a daily basis?
Yeah, but I admit to them immediately.
Actually, you're like a professional liar.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Yes, we are.
I'm not. Or am I?
That was one of my first like horrible jokes when I was trying to do one-liners was like, guys, I just got a job at a lie factory. No, I don't. Or did I?
A lie factory was... Yeah.
I like that. I don't feel bad about that.
No, I don't. That's why I said it.
The grimace that Kyle made in the corner over there.
That kind of writing belongs on...
What were you doing in 2002? In middle school?
Yeah.
Fucking fetus?
You told him.
You fucking fetus? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Lay off Gooby.
Gooby.
He just needs hugs.
Enjoy. It's not going to happen either. Keep talking like that.
Enjoy a fucking burrito.
Hold on, Mr. Happy wants to talk.
The audience will never understand what just happened. The microphone fell down and aimed at Jonah, and so Jonah did a Robin Williams going, oh, looks like Mr. Happy wants to talk. No one will. Everyone missed this wonderful moment.
No, not everyone. Why can't things just be for us?
Because it doesn't count.
Let's live our lives. Let's be more human than we are guys on a podcast.
No.
It's more important to be people.
You
than
of
is.
All people, T-shirt Baron, must understand.
T-shirt Baron.
No, you
can't. I'll get you, T-shirt Baron.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Don't.
Anyway, please buy the new Jonah Radio T-shirt. Let's just be real people.
Oh boy.
Enjoy your burrito.
That it?
Yeah, why not?
Good point.
Okay.
We got three more to do.
Not now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Let's just knock them out.
I gotta go do a show.
You would.
I gotta go host a stand-up comedy show.
I gotta go write your TV show.
Aw, buddy. What happened?
No, my heels just.
Why aren't you wearing the Brooks?
Good
support.
I do it when I go on my walk.
Couple days. Just gotta it'll feel better. Yeah. I have the same exact shoes.
But then you can kind of take a break from them, right?
Yeah, I can put on these. These are more comfortable than those.
Yeah.
Not as good support from the Asics, but the Brooks makes a fine walking
shoe. Turns out my fucking feet are really fucked up, and I've been having heel problems the past like couple years.
Yeah.
And like it's just been getting worse.
Well, when you're 6'4" and carrying so many T-shirts around.
Maybe you should pad your shoes with T-shirts.
I got enough. Yeah, I got so many.
He has way more shirts than me. That's what I don't understand.
Laser, not feeling it. Keep it crispy.
This used to be my playground. This used to be my childhood dream. This used to be the place I ran to whenever I was in need of a friend. Why did it now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 700,000 high-quality video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 30% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code Nerdist4.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly crying.
Lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.